Okay, yeah, so this video, iTunes is going off telling me I don't know. Okay, anyway, this video is about I want to make this like to guys who may watch this, especially younger guys. Do not get mad at women, all right? Because I like every now and then I come across these like comments or people saying things about how we should start beating women or something like that. Like, no. So you have to remember, to a woman, like I said on the video a long time ago, with women, good attention is good attention, and bad attention is good attention. You see, and especially when it's like emotionally driven attention, if you are actively giving her attention, she still wins. Okay, so I mean, amongst other reasons why I would advise not to not to get mad at them. And direct it to them. You see, you just see the best way, the best way, if you get okay, if you get like frustrated with a woman, the best thing you can do to officially hurt her is to move on and not say a word to her. Just ignore her. No matter what happened, the best way I'm telling you, the best way you can hurt her is to not is to she doesn't exist. Because like I said, women crave attention. They crave it. It is what keeps them alive. Like I said, I'm a counselor. I know because I counsel women, and it's the same thing every time. When women lose that attention, their next thought is suicide. You see what I'm saying? Like this is what it is. Because like I said, you have to go, like, don't get mad at women. Also, don't get mad at women because you have to remember, women's nature has been the same thing since the beginning of time. They did whatever they had to do to get in the better graces of higher quality men, right? That's how wigs were created. Wigs were created because women would see it, like this is like thousands of years ago because it's documented through hieroglyphics. Women would see traveling men come through their like little village or town or whatever, and they noticed that the men would always gravitate towards the women who had longer hair. So women would go out. So once they kind of caught on to it and figured out how to manipulate things, they went out and they would start cutting hay and tie it in with their hair to make it longer to attract men. You see, everything a woman does is for the approval of a higher status man. That's what it is. It's their nature. It's just their nature. And this is what they've done since the beginning of time. So throughout that time period, women, they slowly evolve and grow and learn, and then they start connecting with other females, and they learn on how to manipulate men even more. That's pretty much the only reason that Instagram and all the shit's around is so women can pick up on, oh, she got 3,000 likes for wearing that blue top. Well, maybe I should wear a blue top. That's the whole reason why they do that. It's just that, and then prostitution after that. You see, like don't you have to learn, like be frustrated. I'm not saying don't be frustrated. But I mean, and I'll be honest with you, from time to time, like you're gonna have a bad day or whatever, like trying to talk to girls or something. And yeah, and you'll get mad, whatever. Like you have to remember, like, whatever you do, like never ever, ever, when you get angry, never ever verbalize it or do any physical actions to any one woman intentionally like that. You see, unless you're like hate, unless like there's a rare scenario, like if you're like hate fucking her type of thing, like if you're fucking her type of shit, then that's okay. But if you're not even fucking her or anything like that, or if you're like dating her and she's talking to another guy, like don't ever get mad at her. Don't ever verbalize it. Don't even ask questions, okay? Because as soon as you start asking questions, you fall into that beta position. And then once you fall into that beta position, your only ways out are either to just give up and forget about her, or stay in beta and pretty much become friend zone beta with benefits type of thing. You will never become alpha again with that woman ever again. Because like I said in videos before, women strict everything with a woman is a one shot. It's a one shot. Like I said, this is the mountain and this is the woman. She's usually got like she can only go one way until she must just fall back down to the bottom pathetically. Like it's just a one-way shot with women. Once you're the beta, you're the beta. Once you're the alpha, you can stay the alpha until you turn into the beta. Then you can never go back to being alpha again. You can't do it. There may be a scenario where it may kind of look like you slipped back into alpha shit, but you really didn't. she probably just needed some extra money or something like that. Knew she could manipulate it out of you. So she played into it. But yeah, don't get mad. Like whenever you verbalize that shit, like you're like mad at a woman. Yeah, all that does is just, she's one even more. Okay. She's one. Cause like I said, like, okay. Cause I'll tell you how I deal with women, like in the world, like if I talk to a bitch, right. Actually, this happened a few days ago at the coffee shop. I talked to a bitch and I asked her to sit down next to me so we can talk. She was working. She was a barista. She was working. And I asked her to sit down next to me. She said, oh, no, I really have to go. Right. So I was like, okay. Because me knowing women's nature, I know if a woman's into you, she's everything else goes on hold for you when she's into you. Right. So I already knew, okay, she's not feeling me, whatever. So I just get on my phone. So she ends up sitting back there when her replacement girl comes in and she's like just chilling, eating pudding or some shit. I'm like, oh yeah, word. She's gonna do me like that. So I just ignored her. So then when she was getting ready to leave, she kept saying, bye, bye. And I just like, don't even fucking pay her no attention. Then she comes over and says, oh, hey, I just wanted to say bye to you because I was leaving. And I'm serious. I'm not making this up. I'm just still on Facebook. Oh, word. You know what I'm saying? That's how you hurt them. Because how that played out, like she could have hurt me and I could have went off on her like, I'm, you don't like me, blah, blah, blah. You know, women are all stupid. See, I could have done that. But see, that would have let her win. But see, the fact that I play it off like it was nothing to her. See, in a woman's mind, you have to remember. See, like, it's not like men. Men, we're far more direct with shit like this. Like, if we got a problem, a lot of times we're either going to verbally say it or you're going to see some action come out relatively soon when we're mad at, you know, other men about something. See, women don't see. They don't. It's not the same thing with women. You see, with women, she can turn you down, right? Because we all get turned down. I'm not going to try to act like I win every single time. Okay, I get turned down. Now, how you deal with being turned down is she don't exist no more, bro. Just like that. It would be like just the second she did something you didn't like or she turned you down, her bot, like she just immediately comes transparent. Like she's pretty much dead to you. That's how you treat them. You see, now in that instance, yeah, she kind of won because she got the whole thing of, you know, getting across, well, I'm not into you like that. So she kind of won and they got to go about her day. But she didn't fully win because, see, you don't give her that confirmation that she's worth it by getting mad at her. You see, like, this is how you have to deal with women. Like, I'm telling you, don't ever get mad at a woman, because when you get mad at a woman, that pretty much seals your fate with her. It seals your fate. Unless she's like the rare type who, some women only respond to anger type of thing because they grew up in fucked up households and that's just a whole different type of woman. I'm talking about women who you specifically were like considering like as a decent woman. Those women, you just ignore them. They don't exist. Like you don't, they just immediately fell off the face of the earth. They might as well be Casper the Ghost type of thing. And like I said, she ended up making her way back around to the table to come sit down next to me and say, oh, hey, I just wanted to tell you bye because I was leaving. And like, but see, like, no, just don't entertain them. What I'm trying to get at is don't entertain them. Because like I said, if a woman likes you, she's going to drop everything for you. Okay. Shit testing is not worth it. If a woman starts to shit test you, because that's a lot of times when you ask out a girl and they'll say no. See, a lot of times, and I get this from women. They say they'll do this. They'll tell a guy no at first because it's a shit test. She wants to see if you're really into her, if you will pursue her and chase her. But in my position in life, as a 33-year-old, pretty much bachelor, traveling around the world, wearing nice clothes, you know, having nice shit, I don't have to sit up and chase. And see, this is the part that like low quality women don't, like lower quality women don't understand this. A higher quality man does not have to chase any one woman. You see what I'm saying? He's going to make, like, see, guys like me, we're going to make one pass at her, right? And if she ain't dropping what she's doing for me, gone. And you'll never hear from me again. I'm out. See, this is what separates, like, high-quality men. Like I said, the alpha from the beta. What separates an alpha from a beta is not being 6 foot tall, dick over 6 inches, six figures, blah, blah, blah. And like I said, I'm 5'7". You know, I'm not tall, nut. But see, what separates alphas from betas is alphas never treat any one woman like she's number one. And betas treat every woman he comes across as number one. You see, that is the difference. Once you can get that alpha shit of, you know, okay, either she's into me or she's not. Okay, she's not, discarded, gone. If she's into me, I'll fuck her. And then, you know, maybe we can, you know, I might fuck her again if she's, you know, under 25 and has any bit of common sense. I may keep her around, type of thing. That's the realm you have to be in. Like, and I know it's hard. Okay, I know it's difficult because most men, like I said in the last video, most men, like, we grow up from ages, I say after we're babies, so let's say after about 3 years old to about 25, 26, we are not wanted by society. Like, we don't get unnecessary compliments and all this stuff like women do. So by the time a woman shows us the slightest bit of attention, it's much easier for us to fall in love with them. You see, it's much easier for us to do, because, and also because the women are just beautiful. So it's difficult to fully convert to what I'm trying to say of, look, either a woman, I know it's difficult for some guys out there to understand that, look, if a woman's into you, you're going to know it, okay? And don't buy into that bullshit, because, see, women will say, oh, well, I thought you liked me because I set my phone down next to yours. You see, no. See, that's bullshit. And women know when they say shit like that, that's bullshit. Okay, it's a half-told truth. Like the unicorn, like a guy who thinks he found a unicorn. It's a half-told truth. You see, if a woman claims the whole thing of, oh, I thought you knew I liked you because I looked at you that time for 0.2 seconds in the grocery line. No. Okay, look. Girls do that shit to guys they like as an imagination in their head. Okay, they don't genuinely want, because if she genuinely wants to fuck a dude, she wouldn't care. She wouldn't care if the dude was a child molester. She would make it clear and known through text messages, like, yeah, I still want to fuck you. Okay, like it's not this whole thing of, oh, you should know I like you now. See, that's bullshit. Don't ever fall for that. When a woman wants to fuck you, she's gonna make it clear she wants to fuck you. Okay, flat out. And that confidence shit, it doesn't mean a thing. Okay. Women aren't that. See, women's impulse overrides their confidence when they want something. Every woman on this planet knows how to turn into Sherlock Holmes. Every woman on this planet would be Sherlock Holmes, Moriarty, and that motherfucker from Enigma who made that computer. She would be all three of them at the same time in chess if it meant getting something she was wanting. And she wouldn't even know how to play chess. See, when women want something, they know how to go about going and get it, you see. But what I'm trying to say is, but back to the original topic, like, don't get, the core topic is how you can pretty much be overall safe in the whole thing is, if you get dumped or rejected or whatever, just never, ever contact, never, ever speak of their name, never, ever contact them again. Like, it is, once it's clear that she's shit testing you, or maybe she's just not interested in you. Once it's fallen into that, in those two categories, the shit test or she's not interested in you, she doesn't exist, right? And then after that, she'll make it, like the girl that called herself, she'll make an effort to now come around and initiate. See, once a woman initiates something with you, that's her way of saying, like, I want to fuck you. Not this old bullshit of, I set my phone next down to yours. Like, when a woman walks up to you, she's initiating that she's interested. Because when a woman's not interested, she's not going to walk up to you. Unless it's her job, unless she's a waitress or something like that. She's not going to walk up to you. Or she needs something. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, don't, just never get mad at them. And get mad at women and wanting to hurt them and be, see, all that does in a woman's psyche of realizing worth on the universe is, oh, well, if they're that mad at me, then I'm worth something. So I can go out there and keep being worth something. Because then when she hits her low self-esteem moment, she'll go, oh, well, this guy still hates me. So if he hates me, then that means I did something right to make him love me at one point. You see, it's all these little things, like you have, like, how a woman's brain is going to see things. It's not the same as a man's brain. You see, like, if a man knows, like, you know, this dude fucking hates me, then that's just it. I ain't going back. He said he hates me. I'm not fucking with him until he explains himself or whatever. But see, women, it's not that clear cut. You see, like, with women, women's whole thing is still trying to find value. Because women at the core have very low self-esteem on average. They do. Women at the core, their self-esteem is horrifically, it's really less lower than men's But men are stuck in males' head of logic of trying to build up everything around. See, men's thing is to build up everything. We build things. Our thing is to build up people around us. We build up things. We build. So we instinctively kind of want to give women the power to tell. Because see, in a man's mind, giving a woman power to us is like saying, to men, it's saying, I love you. I want you to be strong. So I want to build you up. I want to worship you to make you to be stronger. You see, that's our immediate go-to. But see, a woman's going to see that. Like I said, I got that line from another video before. How you corrupt a woman is to build her up. See, women, they're not going to interpret it like that. Women are going to interpret it as, oh, I'm worth something, so I can go out there and do something better now. You see, and throw that piece of shit in the trash that built me up. That's how a woman's brain is going to see that. You see, so this is why I say when you deal with women, man, you have to be careful on how you ration out your attention with women. Do not never give them unearned attention. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, don't ever leave comments. Hey, beautiful. Hey, sexy. Hey, you're just going to be beta orbiter number 5037. That's all you're going to be when you give them unearned attention. Okay. Unearned attention is by far the thing that is killing men. That's killing men in the dating market. Okay. Unearned attention. That's what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. You still may have to approach women from time to time, but even when you approach them, I never say a bitch is pretty. I never call women pretty. Oh, you look nice. I've never done that. Personally, no. I've never given out compliments. Unless I had fucked them for a while. Then I'll say, so I may, slide in something time to time. But like, especially up front initially, no, I have never walked up to a woman and said, I think you look pretty or anything like that. I ask them their life situations. So, but I've never walked up to a girl. So you be careful about the attention. What I'm trying to say is this. Be careful about the attention that you give them. Just don't give them too much flattering, unearned attention.